The River Edition. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Malachi Coons. Right now, here on KAXC, it is time for the World Cafe.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXC.org.
There's a tendency to try to slot every band into a genre, but UK septet Coco Roco resists labels. Founding member Sheila Maurice Gray says that early on, they realized they didn't fit into the Afrobeat scene.
Kind of felt like it didn't really represent us, and we kind of felt disconnected from it in a way. So we were like, you know what, let's just start the band, let's do something, but let's take ownership of our heritage.
And that extends to the band's name, Coco Roco. Band member Onome Edgeworth explains what it means in the Nigerian Urhobo language.
That be strong in some places, tough to break in other places.
Yeah, hard to break.
It's the wake up call, the sound of the chicken or the cockerel. We're like, this is, it feels good and it's fun, it's playful.
Coco Roco bring you their playful, impossible to define sound in a live session today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXC News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Authorities have identified the 35-year-old woman who died in a three-vehicle crash on Friday in Virginia. Virginia police say the victim was Tara M. Schumacher of Eveleth. Eyewitnesses told police that Schumacher swerved into oncoming traffic and struck two different vehicles. She was unconscious and not breathing when responders pulled her from the vehicle. The two other drivers suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they believed Schumacher was under the influence of an intoxicating substance at the time of the crash. It remains under investigation. Two big questions are looming without definitive answers from Governor Tim Walz: whether he will officially call a special session to address gun control measures, and whether he'll seek a third term as the state's top leader. In two separate stories, the Minnesota Reformer reports the likely answer appears to be yes in both cases. Two people who were in a group of 100 or so Democratic donors on Tuesday told the Reformer that Walz made it clear to them he intends to run again. Walz has also told several people privately but definitively that he will run again, and he will make a campaign announcement next week, according to the Reformer's sources. A Walz spokesman declined to comment. A DFL source who was at the event said Walz was thrown off by the June killing of Representative Melissa Hortman, who was a friend and governing partner. But the recent mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis, quote, lit a fire in him. The possible special session also comes in the wake of the shooting. After meeting with legislative leaders behind closed doors on Tuesday, Walz told reporters he would, quote, call a special session one way or another. Walz says he will propose a gun control package in the coming days. It will include a ban on the heavy weaponry frequently used in mass shootings and often referred to as assault weapons. The Republican caucus released a school safety agenda last week that didn't include any proposals on gun control. They're calling for increased funding for school safety at private schools, boosting funding for more mental health treatment beds, and increasing penalties for repeat firearm offenders. Their agenda also includes reversing a conversion therapy ban for minors, which would allow therapists to try to change a person's sexual orientation or gender. The West Fraser Wood Engineering Plant west of Bemidji is one of three companies to receive a portion of $4.2 million in business expansion grants from the state. The company plans to renovate an existing building and improve the operating site in the small community of Solway. The operation there produces engineered wood products such as OSB or particle board that are used widely in construction and other industries. The project will receive more than $1 million in financing from the state's Job Creation Fund, with the company expected to invest $137 million. The project is expected to retain 132 jobs, according to the Department of Employment and Economic Development. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is predicting great fall color this year as they roll out their annual Fall Color Finder. Fall color typically peaks from late September through mid-October, starting in the northwest portion of the state and working toward the southeast corner. Brian Schwingle is a forest health program consultant with the DNR. He says the right mix of temperatures and moisture that occurred this year means there's a good likelihood of vibrant colors. A drier May means less leaf disease that can lead to defoliation, and the overall lack of drought this summer means less stress on the trees. The cooler September thus far also promotes prettier fall colors and will likely lead to earlier color.
When you get those cool temperatures that don't quite get down to freezing, you get more of those red pigments produced in the leaves.
Peak color usually lasts about 1 week once it arrives, but can vary widely depending on location and weather. In fact, Schwingel had this to say about the variation.
I honestly think that predicting fall colors is more complicated than rocket science. I'm not kidding. Like, there are so many variables that have been studied and continue to be studied.
Both Itasca and Lake Bemidji State Parks are among those offering fall color-themed events. Learn about how animals survive the changing seasons this Saturday at Lake Bemidji on a half-mile walk along the Bogwalk Trail. And the Lookin' at Leaves hike around the Dr. Roberts Trail in Itasca is 2 miles and takes place 10:30 to noon on September 20th. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Right away, when we listened to Kokoroko's music in our weekly World Cafe meeting, we knew we had to get them in to record a session, not just for the radio, but in front of a live audience. The London-based seven-piece, led by Sheila Maurice Gray and Onome Edgeworth, filled the stage with instruments and energy, weaving grooves that you can't not dance to, with Sheila acting as a kind of conductor for both the band and the audience. They have a new album called Tough Times Never Last, and it's a vibrant collage of influences, which you'll hear all about in this session, along with their live performances of songs from the record. They begin with the song Closer to Me. This is Kokoroko, live for the World Cafe. Yeah. Closer to Me, performed live by Coco Roco in front of a World Cafe audience. I'm Raina Duras, talking to members of Coco Roco today. Sheila Maurice Gray, who plays trumpet, and I was on vocals there, and percussionist Onome Edgeworth, both of Coco Roco. Welcome to the World Cafe.
How you doing? Lovely to be here again.
Hey.
So happy to have you. Let's go back to before you met each other. Onome, you were involved in music pretty early on in the music industry with your mom, right?
My mom was a dancer and then worked with all these incredible West African and Caribbean musicians in London. There was like a thriving world music scene with not a lot of money in it, but definitely like a lot of shows. And I guess it was a very small, close-knit community that I was lucky enough to grow up in.
And you managed artists together?
No, I was just hanging around disturbing her. she done a lot of managing and a lot of working. But then we all grew up in a youth program that she ran. And within that youth program, it worked with artists to work in the community.
Yeah.
And as I got older, it went on for so long that I ended up working and then managing on it, Sheila being one of my employees.
Okay.
She doesn't like to admit it.
He was not my boss.
Well, Onome, what's an early memory you have, something that stuck with you about being around musicians all the time?
I think probably waking up in a party at 3 a.m. and just having drums everywhere and loud music and looking for my mum and her standing on it, on the top of a hay bale, like leading a whole room of people in dance. Like the fear and then the admiration I had for my mum. I was like, wow, this is
a fear?
A different, yeah, like where's mum and what is all this noise? But and then finding her and she's like, I was like, oh wow, like this is quite a powerful, impressive person.
And when did you decide to start playing music yourself?
I always loved it. I think I produced and like wrote as a kid and then I gave it up and Sheila kind of strong-armed me back into music.
I'm speaking with Coco Roco on World Cafe Day today. I'm talking to Sheila and Onome from the band. So you knew about each other first, but you met in Kenya just over a decade ago. Is that right?
That's not completely true. We we, like you said before, we were both working for his mom's organization. So I was working as like an art teacher or after school program. And then Onome's mom was like, oh, you should come to this program that I do. We went to Kenya. And Onome was overseeing many other people. and I was included. And yeah, we just started talking about music. The music that we had downloaded. And yeah, the rest is history. We're like, oh, let's start an Afrobeat band.
Okay, we're going to hear you play some more. Then we'll come back and we'll keep chatting. This is the first song on the album. It's called Never Lost. Is there anything you want to tell us about it before we hear it?
It's Johan's favorite song.
Tell us why.
Yeah, just ever since the first time I heard it. It's just my kind of music, you know what I'm saying? And I generally have a rule about not listening to the music once it comes out. Because it's, I don't know about you guys, but it's just cringe sometimes. But that song, that is in my actual like rotation playlist. Like I love it as much as a listener as I do as part of the people who play the song.
This is Never Lost, performed live for the World Cafe by Coco Roco.
When That was Coco Roco live for the World Cafe. Their new album is called Tough Times Never Last. I'm Raina Duras chatting with members of Coco Roco today. And could maybe you could tell us the meaning behind that word, behind the name Coco Roco.
When we were looking for a name, we started and we were booking gigs and we had all these random names. Kind of the promoters would just make up what they wanted. Yeah, we had some of them were good, some of them not so good. But we were like desperate. We're like, we need something to call the band, and nothing kind of felt right. So we started going through like language dictionaries. I don't speak my language very well at all. I just was reading through a dictionary. There's one word, Coco Roco. It said next to it, be strong. I was like, yeah, that's great. Took it to the band. We looked it up some more. It's like, be strong in some places, tough to break in other places.
Hard to break.
Yeah, hard to break. It's the wake up call, the sound of the chicken or the cockerel. We were like, it feels good and it's fun, it's playful, but also I think a lot of the music we love and the music we were referencing is about strength and resilience and about moving through times. I think there's a great fella quote that says music should be fun. And when you make music fun, people listen, and then you can say what you want and say the things that you want people to hear. And I think that kind of sums up a lot of what we believe in.
I love that. I'm really curious, Onome and Sheila, you bonded originally over the music that you liked, but were there other experiences as, you know, children of immigrants, as part of the African diaspora in the UK, that you found yourself relating on at the beginning?
We definitely were kind of complaining, talking about the Afrobeat scene at the time. We were like, kind of felt like it didn't really represent us, and we kind of felt disconnected from it in a way. So we were like, you know what, let's just start the band. Let's do something, let's take ownership of our heritage. And yeah, I guess we started playing loads of covers by Ibba Taylor, Pat Thomas, Fela Kuti. And then, yeah, I guess the last album that we did first, Could We Be More, we were like, you know what, let's kind of branch out. Let's like do what they did in a way, like they were being innovative, and let's be innovative ourselves, and let's write music that we really love and feel free, basically.
Yeah. I mean, growing up in London, how much a part of your daily life was your culture and your heritage? I know, Onome, your mom pulled a map out once and showed you some stuff. Could you maybe tell us about that?
I think even before that, it was just like we very much, I think the beautiful thing about London is everyone's there. It's like such a universal city, kind of. And you grow up in like your friends' houses. I grew up in like Bengali houses, like Sri Lankan houses, Ghanaian houses, Jamaicans, and you understand everyone's culture. So I very much just felt like an African kid. And then as you get a bit older, it's like, oh, I realize I'm very British as well in a lot of ways, but I never necessarily felt like that in London because our community was so big, like a Senegalese family downstairs in my house, upstairs Nigerian family. And I think for all of us, we're all from different countries or different parts of the same countries. And like there's food, there's stories, the way your parents treat you, like just your general experience is so shared with so many people in the city that it is your everyday life. I think it's very much within us.
Do you think that connection to your heritage and the history and that culture, is it something that comes through just inherently in your music, or is it really something that you're focusing on when you're writing?
I think it's a bit of both. We have a deep love for the music, so I think it's always going to be there in some way. But, you know, I feel like we kind of wanted to feel free and just write the music that we really want. So whether it comes up like in a song like Closer to Me or Idea 5 or something like Da Do Da, which is completely different, I feel like there's a beauty in being able to like play what you want.
I'm speaking with Coco Roco on World Cafe. We're going to finish off today with the song Just Can't Wait. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this song before we hear you play it?
Johan just couldn't wait to play it at the end of the last song. But this song
you
was...
You look so calm over there.
I think this was like one of the last songs we got over the line on the album, but we felt like it needed a verse and we didn't have a verse. And we were like scrambling on the day of mixing. I think we were like up very late, and like that morning we were like, okay, let's get a verse, take it straight to the mix engineer. And I think it's one of our favorite songs from the record.
This is Coco Roco playing Just Can't Wait live on World Cafe.
knew she was staring.
Wait.
Thank you so much.
Performing songs from their new album, Tough Times Never Last, for World Cafe, Coco Roco.
Thank you so much for having us.
Coco Roco, thank you so much for being here.
That was Coco Roco. Their new album, Tough Times Never Last, is out now. I'm Rena Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Coco Roco. You can see that session, and you really should, because there are so many people on stage. There's so much going on musically. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's at worldcafe.org. It's also on the World Cafe YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/worldcafe and subscribe. Here's the head and the heart, Rhythm and Blues.
Go crazy. Come on, darling, won't you let me just want to say I love you one more time. I love you. Goodbye.
Watching TV tired, bleeding on the bed. And milk is just expired, all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeding, feeling filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she fills, alive until she kills. And her vampire, empire, into the pond, then we come under the shower. You lay upon my pillow and you open like a flower. I wanted to see you naked, I wanted to hear you scream. Wanted to kiss your skin and your everything. I wanted to be your woman, I wanted to be your man. I wanted to be the one that you could understand. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she feels, alive until she kills. And her vampire, empire, I am falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Ah, ah, ah. Well, I walked into your dagger for the last time. It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow. Where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, and I can't keep control. You turn me inside out, and then you walk the outside in. You spin me all around, and you ask me not to spin. You say you want to be alone, and you want children. You want to be with me, you want to be with him. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she feels, alive until she kills. And her vampire, empire, I am falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah.
Vampire, empire, that's Big Thief. Two trios who sing in perfect harmony, one old and one new, next on World Cafe. Something kind of magical about really well done vocal harmonies when a group of singers' voices blend together just right and it can like give you chills. I'm Raina. It's World Cafe. In a few minutes, you'll hear a classic track with maybe some of the best, most interesting vocal harmonies ever recorded. But first, a new trio from Melbourne, Australia. They've put out a few singles over the years, but finally released their debut album this July called Now Would Be a Good Time. And if you like it, they're touring North America starting in November. They're called Folk Bitch Trio. This is God's a Different Sword. Thank you.
Am I lucky or am I just sane? Have I been walking around in circles, always fumbling your name? Heard it quiet at the bottom of my drawer, a heavy conversation that I started to ignore. Here I go, just one more. If I left it just a little while, would these questions turn to answers in a neat little pile? Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sort. Here I go, just one more. I feel better now, I feel awake. Well, I've been lying in a hook net, just waiting for my break. Is written out on my Sunday dinner plate. Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sort. Here I go, just one. Ooh, ooh.
You know, the first time I ever heard that, I was like, what is this weird song? These harmonies sound so strange. But that strangeness, I think, is precisely what makes it so beautiful and striking. The Roaches with Hammond Song, taking you to the end of this hour. Thanks again to Coco Rocco for being on the show today and to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Also, as always, thank you to our affiliates across the country, including KUAC in Fairbanks, Alaska. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org, and by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
This band's tour just started last week, and they've put out their first new music in a decade. You'll hear some of that music coming up this hour. It's Alabama Shakes.
She